There you go. National Be Heard Day. I love that. Always supporting those smaller businesses. It's a good way to
go. Exactly.
Yep. We have so many around here too, right? That we can support. So it's pretty awesome when we can celebrate them. Let's see. What else do we have on here today? It's World Book Day in the UK and Ireland. But I say let's celebrate it here in the United States as well. I love books. It's also Plant Power Day today. Speaking of those vegan hot dogs. Thank you, Oscar Mayer. No, I have no idea. This is created by AllPro, a European plant-based food company, and the Plant Power Day really aims to basically take plants off the sidelines and make them the headliner of any meal. So when we were saying, you know, thank you, Oscar Mayer, we're not too far off on that one, Finn, because that's essentially what this company wants to make happen. You know, it's funny. We have those plates in our cupboard that are, because Dexter was trying to do some healthier stuff, and he was trying to get a little healthier as far as his eating habits, and it essentially is like a plate for toddlers, right? Or it looks like it, where it's got all the sections in it, but the biggest section is supposed to be for your fruits and your veggies, and the two smaller sections are for your proteins and your carbohydrates, basically reminding you that you should fill up this big section, not with the meat on the table, but with all of the veggies.
Fruits and veggies,
That's right. And keep the smaller sections for the other stuff. And it actually has worked. It's made kind of opened his eyes as far as how he was eating and what he was doing and some of his bad habits. So he really does love his little plates. He calls them his toddler plates. Is this what you gave me when I was little? I was like, no, because you dumped them on the floor all the time. So no, you did not get those.
It's a good way to know that you're eating what you should be eating.
Yeah, you can get them on basically anywhere online, and they're really great for people who have, like medical issues, diabetes. A lot of patients with diabetes use them. People who are in bariatric units, maybe who have gone through weight loss surgeries, they tend to use them a lot.
Well, it probably helps with portions too.
Yes, it does, because you can't overfill, right? Yeah. Because you got to stick within your portion size, and they're only like 9-inch plates, so they're not even very big. So it really kind of opens your eyes to what you're eating, how you're eating it, and what good stuff you should actually be eating. And so that's why Dexter loves it. He was trying to get some of his habits in check, and instead of so many chips, which are not considered an actual vegetable, even though they're made of potatoes.
You have this nice plate, and then after you finish eating what you're supposed to be eating, you go off and eat a bag of Cheetos.
Yes. This is where our problems were lying. And so, he asked me if there was anything we could do, and I'm like, yeah, let's get these plates. It'll be eye-opening for you. And he's actually really enjoyed using them. He's like, that makes a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
Plus, you get to see everything laid out in front of you, so you know exactly what you got. You know exactly what you're eating, and he really has enjoyed using them. Let's see. Then when it comes to the good food ones, speaking of eating, today is National Cereal Day. Well, who can go wrong with some good cereal? Do you still have some of your Crunchberry there? Are you still...
Frankenberry?
Frankenberry?
I need to restock.
Do they still have it out, or was it just a Halloween thing?
Oh, don't frighten me like that. don't frighten me. I hope it's still out there.
I haven't even looked, because we don't eat a lot. Corey eats cereal, but he eats old man cereal. He eats like Kix and Life
Raisin
and stuff
Bran.
Like that. Sometimes Raisin Bran, that's got a little bit too much sugar in it for him, especially because he likes a bowl sometimes before he goes to bed. So he tries to do the cereals with very little sugar in them. So a lot of Kix, a lot of Life, you know, maybe like the regular Cheerios type of thing. So I don't really even look at cereal all that much.
My second go-to, well, no, probably my third go-to, because I do like Frosted Mini Wheats.
Oh, yeah, he loves those too.
My next go-to would be a very polarizing one, and it would be Apple Jacks.
Oh, he loves Apple Jacks. No,
does
he's
he?
Done Apple Jacks before. Yeah, not often do we get the Apple Jacks, but once in a great while, he'll be like, ooh, let's get some of these. So, no, I get that one. I get it. I was never a big cereal person to begin with. Like, cereal is not my go-to for any reason. I don't like how soggy it gets. As soon as my cereal gets soggy, I'm pretty much out. There's only a couple cereals that I like a little sog with. That is Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Mini Wheats for me. Frosted Flakes?
I like Frosted Flakes when they're a little soggy. And I do love Rice Krispies, but only because I have to like dress them up. I put a banana on them with a little maple syrup into the milk, then they're really good. But if you just give me, or maybe in a Rice Krispie treat, then they're equally delicious
well,
as well.
Yeah, perfect.
Right.
Yeah.
But those are basically maybe Cheerios. Those are really the only three cereals that I really can get down with.
And were you not a big cereal eater when you were a kid, too?
No, I did not do cereal. My mom, well,
what did you eat then as a kid, then? Like healthy food?
Well, my mom always had breakfast, so yeah.
Okay, so she made a good... good healthy breakfast. Okay.
I mean, my mom, every day when I'd wake up, there'd be like maybe some sort of pastry or something that she'd made, or there was like I'm talking cinnamon rolls or something. Sometimes it was just staples. Sometimes we did like the Pop-Tarts or whatever. When I got into high school, I was always running around like a crazy woman. So, and I left really early a lot of days. So it was whatever I could basically have in my hand. But when I was really little, yeah, my mom, you know, sometimes she'd have like a couple pieces of French toast. We did the French toast sticks, that kind of thing too. I mean, it wasn't always like a great breakfast, but it was, you know, something that she always kind of put together for me. So it was kind of how my mama was. I was very fortunate in that respect to have her there. So,
well, seeing you're younger than me, but what I know is that they were very deceptive for children of my generation.
Right.
Because they started putting toys into cereal boxes. And that became a thing. That so I'm sure that there were a lot of parents when I was growing up that were just kind of like, oh, no. Obviously, it's not worth the battle, so we'll give them the cereal with the toy in it.
That was really the only reason when I was a kid that I liked Cracker Jacks or I liked the certain cereals. And I was the kid who would pour it all out and find the toy and then put it all back in the box because I didn't really care about the cereal. It was more the Cracker Jacks. It was fine. I just wanted the toy. And it
just
was always
the toy.
It was always a lame, stupid toy, but it didn't matter. There was a principle involved with the whole thing. Today, speaking of a good breakfast, it's also National Flapjack Day today, which, you know, also makes sense because the Kiwanis Pancake Breakfast is going to be held on Sunday. Speaking of which, Dave Vandershoff, a member of the Kiwanis, is actually going to join us on the morning show tomorrow to tell us more about that. So you don't want to miss out. Find out where you can get tickets and all that good stuff and enjoy a flapjack today, maybe again on Sunday with somebody else cooking them for you. However you're doing today, just make it a good one, right? Quick look at this forecast. Partly cloudy, 53 for a high today. It's going to be beautiful. Cloudy tonight with some scattered rain after midnight down to 37. Then cloudy with rain likely tomorrow, 45 for a high. We could see some rain mixed with some snow tomorrow night into Saturday. Right now, it is 39.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Forget about it. But I'll tell you.
forget about it.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Hopefully you're having a great Friday Eve. Thank you for joining us. Here's Coolin' the Gang.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me.
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on in.
Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
To ensure yourself, you got to prove.
provide communication constantly. When you love someone, you're always insecure. And that's only one good way to reassure. Tell her you wish you were there. Tell her about it every day before you leave. Pay her some attention, give her something to believe. 'Cause now and then she'll get to worrying, just because you haven't spoken for so long. And though you may not have done anything, will that be consolation when she's gone? Listen, boy, it's good information from a man who's made mistakes. Just a word or two that she gets from you could be the difference that it makes. She's a trusting soul, she's put her trust in you. But a girl like that won't tell you what you should do.
And more.
99.7.
Fun. Glorious.
Max FM.
You're not so civilized.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM with Ace of Base.
I will survive without you.
Oh,
Sweet dreams are made of this. That's the Eurythmics. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope you're having a great Friday Eve. Just kind of hanging out now, biding our time until we officially get to that weekend. I know I'm ready. I don't care what the weather brings, because we do have a chance for some cooler temperatures, some snow in there with some rain. I don't care. It's the weekend. We'll make do, right? Our good friends over at People Helping People having their Easter Adopt-A-Family fundraiser right now, and they are asking for our help in raising monetary donations so that low-income families in Sauk, Columbia, Adams, and Juneau counties have all the groceries they need for a full Easter dinner. Now, whatever you can donate right now, it is greatly appreciated. Even a couple of dollars goes a long ways to putting canned foods on those pantry shelves. You can get that money to PHP in a few different ways. You can mail it to them or put it in their office drop slot. Their address is 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Or you can make an online donation just by going to phpofwisconsin.org. They're going to be accepting those donations through March 30th. The goal is to raise between $3,000 and $5,000 to purchase those groceries. So again, whatever you are able to do, it's going to go a long way to help out a neighbor, perhaps. Again, phpofwisconsin.org for more information or to make that online donation. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Going to be beautiful again today. Cooler temperatures and some rain heading our way tonight into tomorrow. We'll tell you more about that next. Right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hi, Mary here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have the Italian chopped salad on our salad bar. It has romaine, red peppers, black olives, pepperoncinis, shea parmesan, old world pepperoni, and to top it with our Italian herb dressing. It is so good. Come on in and try it.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. On Saturday, March 9th, it's the 39th annual Reedsburg Fire Department Team Bowling Tournament. This one-day-only event will be happening at Brewster's Lanes. Bowling will happen in three different shifts. The noon shift still has availability. Visit Reedsburg Fire Department on Facebook for all the details or go to reedsburgfire.org. Also on Saturday, March 9th, it's the 12th annual Food Fair and Farmers Market. This is happening at Sacred Heart School Gym, 545 North Oak Street in Reedsburg. Free admission for the event is 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 9th. Food and process demos will be happening in the gym. Get more details by checking out Food Fair 12th Annual Sacred Heart School Gym on Facebook. It's time for the annual Baraboo Kiwanis Pancake and Egg Breakfast. This event is going to take place on Sunday, March 10th from 8 a.m. until noon. $7 for adults, kids eat for $3. Ticket sales will be supporting things such as the Baraboo Riverwalk, scholarships, Camp Wabik, Boys and Girls Club, Kids Ranch, Giving Tree, and more. And again, this is on Sunday, March 10th, 8 a.m. until noon at Baraboo High School. BaraboooKiwanis.org for more details.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Dude Wipes presents Bathe Your Bum. While TP may appear to clear your rear, it actually leaves behind dry, pilly gifts clinging inside your rump's rounded rift. There's no bigger bummer than a B-crack that's whack. You need extra-large wet strength for an effective attack. To fully wash stains, stinkies, crispies, and crumbs, it's time to ditch the dry paper and bathe your bum-bum. Your dump dent deserves it so plump and so round. Use wet, flushable Dude Wipes for the best clean. Pants down.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. It's going to be another mild one today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 53 for a high this afternoon. Southeast wind at 5 to 15. Tonight, becoming cloudy with some scattered rain after midnight, 37. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. We could get a quarter to a half inch, high of 45 with rain mixing with snow by Friday night into Saturday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. It's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. You can save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local just by going to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Savings in some cases up to 50% off. Things for you, things for the home, delicious foods, some great adult beverages. Plus, get ready for the weekend with those instant downloads. Check it out now, MaxFMBigDeals.com. Here is Heart.
I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Let me say with you.
up. There is Paul Abdul, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM, making our way through a Friday Eve and getting ready to kick off another 50-minute music hour. We are talking about great music that gets you closer and closer to the weekend because, you know what, we are almost there. Van Halen on the way, along with Prince, Foreigner as well. We get things started next with Blondie and Finn, who is in to take you through your midday right here on 99.7 Max FM. Have a fantastic day. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Craig with Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express. Help us support the local student athletes of the Baraboo School District by using our spirit pumps. Every time you use the specially marked spirit pumps, 2 cents from every gallon is donated to a Baraboo School activity, sport, or youth program. In the month of March, the spirit pumps will benefit Baraboo Area High School Baseball. Please support our local students by using the spirit pumps at Pierce's Express Market and Pierce's West Express in Baraboo.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile, you're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Maximum hits.
really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
Lots of walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.